Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. It's a Freaky Friday. It's a Red Friday. It's the Friday before the Saturday before the Sunday of the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead Stadium. January 18th, 2019. Oh, yeah, we got a real good show planned for you. We got it all lined up for you with Tim Grunhard. He'll be in studio in just a few minutes. He'll be there. He's always here early, so he'll be here before 6:30. And Tim Grunhard, who told us yesterday he was sick of hearing us talk. Boy, Nate's only been back for a day, so he must really be sick of you. He looked specifically
take much
you.
Of me.
I've heard enough for you, and it's only been like an hour or two. Wow, Timmy, stop it. Tim Grunhard. We'll be here in probably the next segment. But he is not alone because our man from Tallahassee has made the trip from Florida State.
Boy.
Darren Kearns, formerly of the Chiefs, now the head equipment man with Florida State, has come back home to hopefully watch the Chiefs win the Lamar Hunt Trophy. And so those two will be with us shortly. Darren was so nice to ask us, test you. I said, hey, I want to bring, can I bring some donuts for you? I said, well, I won't eat donuts. Jake won't eat donuts, but Nate will eat anything you put in front of him. So I don't know if that scared him off that Jake and
donut trick for Nate.
Right. Nate will do a donut trick for you.
I can do a lot of things with donuts.
So you may have lost your chance at donuts just because me and him are trying to.
Well, that's good for me too. I need to lose a little bit.
Keep
of
it
weight.
Right.
Get you right.
I need to be a little more healthy myself.
Got to keep it right.
Whoa. Hello.
I'm gonna lose it.
Don't do
this
it.
This gonna be 4 hours.
Don't do it.
Hey, buddy.
Please don't. Hey, we have. We spent a lot of time together yesterday.
Yeah.
So we're good. Just waiting patiently.
I've been up since 2:30 in the morning.
I've been up since Saturday night, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
What? Oh, you've been awake.
You need to go see a doctor for
Tim Grunhard will be with us. I've mentioned that 4 times now. Gary Lezak will give you the forecast at this rate. He will predict it's going to be 50 degrees on Sunday because every time I look at a forecast,
the fire rises.
It's going to be a tropical blast on Sunday now.
That sounds like a good drink.
Doesn't it? Definitely got an umbrella in it.
Hey, my wife would like the tropical blast, please.
Good choice, sir.
Have we started the fire?
Yes. The fire rises.
The fire will rise on Sunday. Clark Hunt, I sat down with Clark Hunt yesterday out at the Arrowhead practice facility, and I'd like to play that interview for you at 8:05, and not a minute later, Lezak! So we had a chance to talk to Clark Hunt. I asked him if he went into the same room with the Lamar Hunt Trophy to look at it. And you will see what he had to say. I asked him how he's going to watch the game, if he gets nervous, what this would mean to him. Talked about Patrick Mahomes. Talked about Andy Reid. And then in a cool moment, and this is, you know, Jake, we've had a roller coaster ride of getting here over the years, right? Some have accused us of being... We've been accused of a lot of things, especially you.
A lot.
You're accused of stuff on a daily basis.
Most of it accurate.
Right. But still, the accusations are valid sometimes. But, so we had a cool moment. We got off the air after interviewing Clark Hunt. And, you know, like Danny Welniak was there to interview him. And Sam Mellinger. Boy, Sam Mellinger is a real smart ass.
Yeah,
person,
he is, isn't he?
He's such a different guy off the radio when he's not writing. He's just a real smart mouth.
I love him.
What I felt. Right. So, but he's, you know,
I do.
He likes to go around and, you know, poke the bear and, you know, say things to irritate people. It's really good. It's good to see. I like it.
He's a magician,
you
know? Really.
Right.
I mean, he makes you think, oh, what a, you know what? That's Sam Mellinger. Yeah. What a wonderful man.
Right.
A kind soul.
Right.
So he was there stirring the pot, you know, trying to irritate people, which is wonderful.
He was.
And then they just look at me, smile, and give me a little wink. I like when people wink at me. Mm-hmm. And he does.
Like, you
and
get
so,
it, buddy.
And so he, you know, he was there. We were all out there. And then it ended up after we got done interviewing Clark Hunt with my on-site engineer, Jake Gutierrez. He even wore an engineer's hat, which I thought added to the occasion.
Choo-choo.
I told him, this has nothing to do with trains, dude, when I tell you that you're the on-site engineer.
Hey.
He was disappointed, but he still had his whistle.
I'm a Thomas the Train fan.
Right. And so it's like just off the air, we had a brief conversation about our dads with Clark Hunt, and because it was kind of a theme, we'd been talking about his dad, and then boy, was my lack of facial hair a topic at Arrow.
Yeah, it was.
When Clark Hunt brings it
right
up to me, he goes, so is this, have you been planning this, have you been planning this for over, you know, for 25 years since the last home playoff loss? I said, well, it feels like it.
Right.
Clark Hunt. But I told him, look, a lot of people like to grow, like a lot of people are clean shaven in life. And they like to grow their beard. Hey, it's playoff beard. Kind of a hockey thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Playoff beard.
Yep.
This is so special. This is such a wonderful playoff run. I took the beard off. I went in the opposite
Reverse
direction.
It.
Right. This is playoff face, which is very unsettling to many. But
you look good.
No. But, and yeah, both of the girls cried. I mean, like, cried bad yesterday when they saw me when they got home from school. It's a whole other story. That hurt my feelings.
It goes back.
We hope.
Yeah.
And so,
right.
But like, you know, and then Clark Hunt's right hand man, Ryan, who's a great guy. We kind of stood around and talked, and Jake brought up something about.
Well, Ryan said, "Yeah, I didn't see my dad without facial hair until I was 18 years old."
Right, and Bob's and Jake said, "Oh, I never saw Bob without a mustache
his whole life."
Right, you never
a day,
just not even a moment,
not even a single day.
And like I remember, my dad always had either a mustache or a beard, and I've never seen him. I've seen pictures of him, like when he was fresh out of the Navy,
yeah.
When he went to Vietnam and he came home, I think that's the last time, because he's always had something, you know, for a while. He went with the standalone mustache, you know, in a little bit right here.
Yeah.
Bob
was a Tom Selleck standalone.
Right. So I guess it is somewhat traumatizing. But it was just like a cool moment. We're sitting there, you know, talking about our dads a couple of days before the AFC Championship game. And I just tried to wrap my head around it, like how, and you'll hear the interview and hear some of the emotion from Clark Hunt. He usually plays it pretty close to the vest, but just like what, you know, what that would mean, you know, and how excited that family is and how excited he is. And not only, and you'll hear this, you're not so much, and he even said this after the game against the Colts. He said, this is, if we're able to do this, this isn't so much for me or for my family or, you know, it is for the players and the organization and the coaches to some extent, but this is really all about the Chiefs fans, the loyal fans. It's for them. And he's right. It is for them. It is for all of us that have gone through all the heartbreak. But it was just interesting afternoon. And you were up at the stadium doing interviews with Steven Nelson and Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz and Dustin Colquitt. We'll hear those as the show progresses. But I don't know. Maybe that's when it sunk in that the AFC Championship game is really being played on Sunday. Talking to Clark Hunt about it and where they're keeping the trophy. And just seeing everything going on behind the scenes yesterday. And so it was one of those things where we were there for a while, but I was trying to, all right, this is happening. All right, this is happening.
Yeah.
Wow, this is really happening. And so then Jake, we're getting ready for the show today, and he's hollering about something. And so I assume that somebody from the night crew had touched some of his equipment, and he's mad.
Don't touch Jake's equipment.
No.
Unless he's...
He's gonna
gives you his consent.
He's gonna run someone else out of here
right.
to the other station. You know,
yep.
He's gonna send someone else yep. back in, and so
battle tested.
Right, he's gonna force someone else out.
And so,
yeah, I thought Al Michaels was somewhere in the workroom when I heard, and I go, oh boy, I go, this is gonna be a hopefully a fun show. an emotional show, and Jake's mad. And he comes in here, he goes, I've been waiting for this. And just a show of emotion. And so right, that's what it was. So Jake worked at CBS for a long, how long?
11 seasons.
So 11 seasons, and he worked, what was your official title?
I was a broadcast associate.
Okay, so he said fluffer, so it was.
Well, okay. that was, Mom,
I told you.
Totally side job.
I told you.
Yeah, that's a different part of the job.
Right,
see,
no.
I trusted him because he's in TV, and
that was not
know.
For
I'm
CBS.
Like,
that so, might.
There it is.
Right.
Got me again. So you have access.
Nate, that was a secret,
to
dude.
Great stat packs and information for games.
Yeah.
And I do recall this. You've done this a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
And so for games that are on CBS, the Chiefs will bring in some really good stat packs for us. And that we read some good stuff.
But usually, at this point in time,
on the TV,
we get to the AFC Championship. I hand it to you, and you usually throw it right back at me.
I don't want this.
Nothing to do with this.
Because the Chiefs had just lost in the playoffs the night in, and I'll just throw it at him. And he'll say sometimes, I can't wait till the Chiefs are in the stat pack one day. Whatever. Shut up. We go back and forth and just be cynical as always. And so I didn't even think about that. This kid was so excited. He runs in here. I've been waiting to print this off for however many years, you said.
Since 2005.
And here is the official CBS stat pack that Jake Pounders has been patiently waiting to print off for a decade and a half. Look at that. That the TV guys will use on Sunday, a stat pack that says, it's official now, Kansas City. We were unsure. It indeed is the Chiefs and the Patriots in the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead Stadium. How happy were you when
that's
you got to
real.
Print that off?
I printed it off like first thing this morning, and I pulled it off the printer, and I'm like, wow.
Like, of all the things you like, you're totally excited about for this to bring this home, not the trip out to Arrowhead for you, is you printing out this damn stat pack because you've always wanted to do it.
I mean, since my first season with CBS, 2005. So every year I've had access to these notes. And
like one time when I came back from the FM, and you go, it'd be pretty cool one day when I could print this out and the Chiefs would be on.
Right.
I said, it'd be pretty cool if you never mentioned that again until you actually print it out.
Well, it's printed out and it's in your damn hand.
So it's the little things.
Right.
It's the little things. Aren't you glad that he's so happy and enthusiastic about printing out a stat pack?
I mean, this is the this is a 20-page stat pack.
But
this is the biggest stat pack they do all year.
But that's really
size doesn't matter.
But it's really taking it in.
That's not what she said.
It's all, but it's like it's, and that's what I've tried to tell some of my friends, some of the boys. Man, enjoy this whole everything's going on, everything around you, all the interviews and all the talk, and all, I mean everything. It's just such a.
It's new.
So much fun.
It's new.
It makes me so happy. Flip on NFL Network. All right, let's break down Patrick Mahomes again. Okay,
it's finally us.
Let me watch it.
I'm
not tired of it. I'm here for it.
It's finally us.
And so it's just the appreciation of all the things that are surrounding this game. So I don't know. That really tickled me. And then Jake came in and actually tipped me.
With the little feather.
He knows where your sweet spots are.
Well, this week, everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere. You're just one big old sweet spot.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it hit me yesterday being out at the stadium. We did those interviews down, in the outside the team locker room, so down on the field level. And then I was getting ready to leave, and I just thought, some of the reporters that are in from out of town were going up to the top floor where the press box is.
Give me a name or two. This is the time where you drop names. Not when you brag about being in Greg Gurley's basement. This is the time when you drop a name or two.
Well, you know what? I mean, the people that I rode the elevator up with were Jeff Chitty and Dennis Dodd.
Let's do names.
They're national people, but they live here in Kansas City.
Still names.
Yeah, sure. So we rode up to the top. I just decided, you know what? I just want to go up to the press box because I want to get a picture of the field. Because I remember one of my favorite memories of the World Series trips in 14 and 15 was when I was getting to do work for MLB Network. Is that good? Is that a good name drop?
No. That's a channel.
Well, how about with Chris Russo, Mad Dog?
Yes. Okay. I mean, hey, HBO.
That's a good name drop.
It's a channel.
It's the name of a channel, though.
Right.
But being there in the middle of the day when the place was otherwise pretty empty and seeing them paint the field, seeing them paint the World Series trophy on the field at Kauffman Stadium was special. It was just like, wow, this is going to happen. So I wanted to see the field at Arrowhead. So I went upstairs and, you know, the logo of the AFC Championship trophy is there on the field now. They've painted it on the field, you know. They were just finishing yesterday, and I did it. They were finishing painting the final white stripes around.
The white stripes?
White stripes were here,
now.
Jake, and you missed it again.
They're there on Sunday.
Unbelievable.
Boy, I'll tear the seat out of its base if it's...
But the white outline around the word Chiefs.
Right.
In the east end zone. They were just finishing that part. Everything else was done on the field. And it was just kind of like, there's the AFC trophy logo on the field at Arrowhead. You know what I mean? Just like seeing that, it was like, wow, this is happening. This is happening. And, you know, and one of the things that you pointed out to me yesterday that kind of hit me because, you know, I think I've tried to soak up every single minute of all this season. Not just this playoff run, but this whole season, because we felt like something special was happening as soon as we realized what we had in Patrick Mahomes.
Which part are you talking that I pointed out to you when I was taking pictures of you that you didn't know about when we were sitting in the Andrew Reid press conference and posting them on Twitter?
Before that.
Okay.
Because
I was doing that.
You were. And people wondered if I had highlights in my hair.
Do you?
Yes, I dye my hair gray. You know, just to, why? You know. Just because I feel like it.
He's a trendsetter.
Everybody's gonna be doing it soon. Trust me.
I'm gonna go do it after the show. Wow.
No, but you said to me something yesterday about, you know, hey, first, you know, the only time ever the first AFC Championship game here, and the word first kind of went past me for a second, and I said, oh, I think there's gonna be a lot of AFC Championship games coming here in the next few years with Patrick Mahomes, and you said, but there's only gonna be one first time, and that's this Sunday.
What are we talking about now? Hold on.
Well,
now. Hey.
Write that down. I hope it goes a little bit better than some people's first times, right. You know, but your point, like, well, you know, this is it. Like
if
this.
If it's going to be similar to mine, it'll be over before I know it, and I'll cry for about an hour and a half. So.
Yes.
That's when the joke, actually. That's a private moment, and you're mocking me now. So.
Well, yeah. No, but that's right. I'm laughing because I can identify.
Hey, both of these first times, I will be in tears for several hours afterwards. So that's...
Yeah, baby!
I think this was going to take a lot longer.
Well, we'll see. Let's take a break.
The point is, there's only one time this will happen.
That's right. There's only one first time, and here it is. And here we go, don't you know? It's Red Friday, and... Courtesy of Tickets for Less than Sports Radio 810 WHB, we're giving away tickets all day long.
What? What?
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
What?
That's right.
Just giving them away?
Yep.
How?
All damn day.
Do you win? I'd probably stay tuned right now. Don't you leave. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 30 at the spot.
Lock on 3rd and 6. Pressured up the middle. He's going to be sacked. He's buried. Justin Houston came through and piled snow on top of Lock on 3rd down and 6. Houston with one of the biggest sacks of his career. Just blowing by Mark Glowinski, the right guard. Down goes Lock. And the Colts have to punt a loss of 12.
Hand off Darrell Williams, right side, inside the 5, powers near the end zone and pushed back just shy, but now a late push, touchdown, Kansas City, the offensive line just willed him into the end zone, and give credit to this Chiefs offensive line, the Chiefs have put the hammer down on the Colts and lead 30-13.
I also want to mention today on the show, we'll talk to Matt Derrick, who I had a chance to say hello to also at Arrowhead. From ChiefsDigest.com. Super DJ Derek Johnson on the show at 9:30. Super DJ Derek Johnson on the show at 9:30. And he'll be at Arrowhead Stadium watching the game on Sunday. He may or may not have to deal with me, which could change his mind. So we'll see how that affects his decision. But DJ will be on the show at 9:30. Let's go. So here's what I want you to do. Jake, let me know when you find that fact-filled, informative promo about where I will be tomorrow. If you're thinking, oh man, Saturday sucks because I just got to sit there and wait. You know what? I could see that from some of you. Like, I don't want Saturday. I want to go right to Sunday. Like last week, Saturday, game day. This week's Saturday. Oh, hurry up, would you? But I got something for you to do on Saturday. If you please, listen to this, Jake. Hey, this is SSJ, and I want you to come out to Kansas City's pregame party this Saturday at KC Live in the Power and Light District to cheer on your Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
Festivities will include special appearances by the Chiefs cheerleaders, KC Wolf, the Royal Rumble, and Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Hey.
Meet us at the KC Live stage at 6:30. Come early. We've got giveaways and prizes. For all the details, visit powerandlightdistrict.com. So now, do you know where you're going tomorrow? We're actually giving away Jake's cell phone number on stage at 6:45,
yeah,
which a lot of people have asked for.
Finally, someone will call me.
Someone will get it, and we're going to throw it out in a surprise football. We're going to throw a bunch of footballs. One of those will contain Jake's cell phone number and private email. So a lot of people like to get their hands on that. And so, and by the way, Jake, you are invited if you'd like to, you know, hold my hand on the stage. And if not, I get it, because you got your things you got to do to prepare. That'll be a day away from the game. But I'll be there on stage, hopefully not crying and just trying to fire some people up and give you something constructive and productive to do as we wait patiently for the AFC Championship game. But I don't know if it's going to work for me, though, because I'm by Saturday night, I will be an emotional wreck, and I'm very open and honest about that. I will not be doing well on Saturday night. And I don't anticipate sleeping very much at all. That's just how it is. Do you think you will? Oh, you think you're going to sleep like a baby? Sleeping Beauty over there? Huh? Sawing logs?
Yeah.
You over there sawing a bunch of logs? And now I'm getting accusatory just about sleeping.
Yeah.
Huh? You over there in La La Land? Passed out with an empty bottle on your chest?
Mr. maybe that's what it's going to take.
Five Farms Irish Cream, empty bottle laying next to you?
Swimming in a bathtub of Irish cream.
Wow. Ooh, boy, that's actually an idea.
Sounds kind of nice, doesn't it?
Tim Grunhard just heard Irish Cream, and he just got...
Irish Cream!
Got excited about that.
That could be Timmy's nickname.
I can see those nipples right through that shirt. Man, you are excited. Look how excited.
Well, he's a very chesty man.
That's AFC Championship game. You're ready. Look at this.
Cold outside.
Turn around and will you look how excited this man is? Now that, you can't fake that.
Do I have to show my other excitement?
Well, somebody's smuggling raisins over there.
You can. Look at this.
Raisins? Right, I don't work at Raisins.
Look at that. Look at this guy. That is how excited Tim Grunhard is for the championship game.
He has erect nipples
This guy's a diamond cutter in here. All right, then. That's
It's also, you know how we have the gas ferry at our house? I don't know if you have the gas ferry at your house, but the gas ferry is the person, the only one who fills the gas tanks up.
Wow.
So when the kids, you know, they refuse to fill the gas tank, so I have to go fill cars up. So I get in the car this morning, it's on empty.
Oh, let me tell you.
Completely on empty.
Oh, yeah. Because
so I was standing outside freezing my you-know-what off over here off of Metcalf getting gas.
Anytime anyone asks to use my car, it's somehow always returned.
Empty.
Empty.
Yeah.
And that happened to me this morning, but there was enough gas to get out of here. To Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're going to talk with Tim Grunhard after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They're trying to snap, but they won't get it done. The Kansas City Chiefs have beaten the Indianapolis Colts and Andy Reid's big red revival and Patrick Mahomes' revolution continues. And now, the Chiefs Kingdom will host the AFC Championship for the first time ever. The Chiefs have beaten the Colts 31-13.
I mean, you always have to prepare for each and every scenario, but I feel like with this offense, I mean, you've seen all year, someone new can step up every single week. We have a lot of options. We have a lot of guys that can go out there and make plays, and they have been all season long. So whoever's open, I'll throw the ball to them, no matter who it is. And hopefully that's the formula to have success and hopefully get a win.
All right. Listen up, people. We're giving away tickets. Granny, can you believe this? We're giving away 10 pairs of tickets to the AFC Championship game, courtesy of our wonderful friends at Tickets for Less. And, of course,
Sports huge.
Radio 810 WHB. You can check out TicketsForLess.com for the best selection of AFC Championship tickets at the best prices and never pay any taxes or service fees. The weather's getting better. You can get tickets to their wonderful VIP tailgate tent. They have heaters in there. Also, you probably don't have to work on Monday. We will, and we'll be happy to do it. It's a holiday, and so you can just get after it at Arrowhead Stadium. And so if you don't win tickets, and we're going to be giving away tickets all day long, all day strong on all shows, but if you don't win tickets on the shows on Sports Radio 810, you can go to ticketsforless.com. They'll hook you up. That is where I get all of my tickets for everything. And Tim Grenhardt, this is how we're going to give away the first ones, and you're going to be the judge.
All right, I'm listening.
Are you ready to judge people? Tweet at Sports Radio 810. If you're on Twitter, that's the first qualification. You got to be on Twitter at Sports Radio 810, and then we'll take a look at them. Tweet us a picture of you, what you're wearing today for Red Friday, what your kids are wearing. Like, my girls get to go to school, and it's a jeans day. You know, if you're a Catholic kid, the jeans
Spirit
day is
day.
So oh, important.
Boy. Spirit
so
day.
Important. And they get to wear red or Chiefs or Mahomes. And so if you are getting ready right now for work or school, show us your Chiefs gear. Show us your spirit. Show us your Red Friday gear. And if you impress Tim Grenhardt enough, you'll get a pair of tickets to the AFC Championship game. Kids, if you've got, well, look at Jake. Jake's doing it. Jake, you can't win. That's not going to count.
That's bold.
Wow, that's fine. Rolling with Mahomes.
What about my nipple shirt?
That would have won.
That would have won?
You yeah,
won.
But you're not
you
eligible either.
You're not eligible, but you would have won two tickets.
Come on, man. I need tickets.
You'd have won.
Do you have any extra tickets?
In my pocket.
Come you here guys have any extra tickets?
Come here.
Do you?
Hey. Something tells me you've heard that question a time or two this week.
Come here and come here.
Hey,
and
I don't
want to
be that
yourself.
Guy, but
I wish I had tickets for everybody. I just don't. But Tickets for Less does.
Well, that's not what you told me last week. Yeah, I got so many tickets I don't know what to do with.
Yeah, it was crazy. Grunny was bragging about that.
Yeah.
They got a whole stack of tickets. They just printed off a pile of tickets for me.
Printed it off.
They said, give them to any friend you have, even somebody that you haven't talked to in a long time. Just give them tickets.
Actually,
no.
Listen, I do have tickets in my pocket. Granny, come here.
Got a nice tip for you right here in my pocket. Why don't you reach in there and fish it out for yourself?
How's that sound? No.
I think for two tickets to this game, I might just do that.
Thank you. Yep. And so, a tweet at Sports Radio 810. You could tag. Swim
what
Dad
would
61?
You
know,
is it what still would
Swim
you
Dad
do?
What would
yeah,
I do?
Swim Dad 61. What
anything?
Would you do if you didn't have two tickets?
Anything?
Just about anything.
Right. Pretty much whatever.
So now you just have to go to Tickets for Less.
Okay, what did...
By the way, the weather's going to be beautiful. Now it's going to be like 45 degrees.
Is that, actually...
I'm wearing shorts.
Lee's ex said... Oh, Andy Reid's wearing shorts, whatever it is, every day of practice. At Nate_Bucati, at Jake Goody, SwimDad61, at SSJWHB, but it's important. You got to tag at Sports Radio 810. What would I do for tickets? Well, let me tell you what I did for tickets for the Chiefs-Colts game. Me and Caesar, who is a hero in the Army now and has actually gone on to do great things and served two tours in Iraq, and he was in Bosnia.
So he really did something consequential.
Right. He did things that matter. We slept overnight. I don't know what you're doing. With
I don't
phone.
Know what that was.
Tell Siri to like shut up.
We're trying to do a show here, Siri.
It's AFC Championship weekend, Siri. Shut up.
Stayed
you know what?
Overnight
he said
at Arrowhead.
Something about it. All of a sudden, it popped out.
Right.
It's possessed.
Right.
I'm moving.
We stayed overnight at Arrowhead Stadium in the cold in sleeping bags. Remember when people
one
used
sleeping
to
bag?
Do that? Well, none of your business. But we had our snow gear on and everything else, and we did. That's what we did to get to make sure that because that's back in the day. That's what you had to do to get tickets.
I remember.
And it was outside. It was an Arrowhead. And we weren't alone. And it was awesome. So if I did that, what the hell would I do now? Probably a lot. I may not be able to physically stay outside in the cold because I'm older. But that's what I've done before, and I'll do it again.
I like it.
I'd shave my beard for tickets. I did.
I like it. I know
right?
you did.
I look like you.
Well,
know,
you look
a
good.
Stubble. Thank
although
you.
It's coming in a little bit grayer, so yeah. You got to be ready. Look at me. When I shaved, I used to have a dark black brown beard, and now it's all white because I shaved it. So
you look wise now.
Like, why? Very... Oh, here, the first one is in.
So start tweeting us, and we're going to look at these pictures. And the ultimate judge, the ultimate judge is Tim Grenhart. Okay?
Look who the first one's from.
Is it from Jake? Jake, you can't win. Do not tweet a picture of yourself wearing your Mahomes shirt, Jake. You're not eligible to win this, and you're going to be wasting everyone's time.
Garbage. Look at our guy. Our guy, John Holmes, the first one in.
Oh, boy. If you get tweeted a picture featuring John Holmes, yeah, you better make sure
you're not safe for work.
Oh, he's got some nice socks on. Mm. I like that. So it looks like already we have a bunch of pictures to go through. So that's the first way you can win tickets. Now, if you're not on Twitter, don't worry. You're still going to have a chance. We'll ask you something maybe about Tim Grenhart's career before he leaves.
Make sure you stay tuned during the breaks. We'll have a liner that's playing that tells you to call in. All kinds of stuff.
You say stay turnt?
Turnt.
Get people
up. Turnt up.
In the AM.
Started now.
All right. That's fine. And so just keep listening. We're going to give away tickets. Thank you to Tickets for Less. Hey, Tickets for Less.
The best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for dealing with me all the time. Tickets for Less and Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're just giving you tickets to go see the AFC Championship game because we want you to be there to see the Chiefs beat the Pats and go to the Super Bowl on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Old-fashioned eye formation for the time being. They shift now to a shotgun. Sidecar position right, Damian Williams, Mahomes. Scrambling to the right side. Holding it, punt faking, diving for the far front pylon! Does he have it? Touchdown! Kansas City, Mahomes runs it in! Stretching out the football for the right far front pylon, and the Chiefs answer the block punt for a touchdown with a long drive touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, I think every single game is important. I mean, you're playing in the AFC Championship. I mean, that's the motivation that you need, that you want to go out there and get your goal. So for me, I focus on what's ahead. Every single game is important. This is a huge game, especially for this fan base and this community. And so I'm excited. I get to have the opportunity to play against a great team and a great atmosphere.
All right, you almost got me. You almost got me. Not kidding. This is 100% honest. When the song started playing and I started hearing highlights, I almost teared up right there. So that's one.
I'll get you.
I'm not kidding.
I'll get you.
I almost cried just now.
This is a royal song, though.
It's our song.
It's a Border Patrol song.
No.
It's a Border
Patrol. No. It has nothing to do with the Royals. Nope.
This is a song played by you guys during the Royals run.
No, it's a championship song, Tim.
So it's a song played by John Parker, a movie in 1985.
Don't tell me.
I have all the control, so it doesn't matter.
Don't tell me.
It doesn't matter.
This, when I heard this song, the first thing that popped in my mind was
that's fine.
The run of the Royals.
I don't control your mind.
So now it's the run of the Chiefs.
No, you got to. We need a new song.
We already had a new song and a vote.
We're just adding on.
Would you like to listen to the show?
God.
Would you listen to the show?
No, remember he told us yesterday he doesn't want to listen.
I've listened so much. I've listened so much. I just want the game to start.
Not the day.
Guys. Not the day. Guys, we can't have this Chiefs on Chiefs violence. We need to stick together.
I'm wearing a ring right now.
What?
It's a national championship ring that Florida State got. Our man Darren Kearns is in here. Straight out of UNKC.
That is a championship ring.
Straight out of UNKC, just like me, where he worked under the tutelage of Lee Hunt. And then, so tell us, give us one thing that you remember about Darren when he worked with the Chiefs. Something that we need to know.
That Darren did all the work?
He did all the work.
Yeah, he did all of the work. He was the worker bee. Everything from putting pads in the pants of all the players to checking the helmets, to cleaning the helmets, to being emotional. And he's like, you know what he was like? He was like an emotion. What do they call those? The support dogs. You could always go and just pet his head, and, you know, he felt better about what was going on over there. Because Darren, you know.
Beautiful words, Darren, from Tim Grenhart there.
He was a support dog.
Now the
he was a support equipment guy.
At Florida State. And so he's won a championship, and he's come and tried to give the good mojo.
He has,
because it's he's a Chiefs fan.
He listens to every show, you know that. Listens to every show.
Here you go, Darren. I don't want to mess it up. Woke him off the finger.
I see.
Stuck on there.
Can you get a real finger, please?
I like that as a pinky ring.
That's a.
That's really good.
He says it's a manager's hand.
We're getting some great
not
submissions
an offensive line
here.
Hand.
Some great submissions for people that are taking their chance by sending a picture of you, how you are dressed for Red Friday, how you are celebrating Red Friday. tweet us. You have to tag at Sports Radio 810. And then you can tag any of us if you want to, but it's important to tag at Sports Radio 810. And then Tim Grenhard, before he leaves, will...
It's just another Manic Monday should be the song for this year.
Well, I'm gonna take the bull by the horns right now. I'm gonna give the first one away. I like DJ Gist said this kid deserves to see his hero lead the Chiefs to a Super Bowl on Sunday. And look.
Let me see.
Man, that looks like a little Mahomes right there, ready to
it
go.
It does look like a little Mahomes.
And that he's
looks
grabbing like the front collar of his jersey the way Mahomes does.
Right. That's right. That's the added touch I was looking for. Yeah. He's got the headband. That young man looks like he's ready to go throw four touchdown passes against the Patriots. And so just I'm going to use one of my – we have like, you know, two or three votes we could use, or at least one. You know, we'll just veto power. I'm going to use on that one right there because that's the first one that caught my eye. Because it looks like he's preparing to beat the Patriots right there. And I like that. And so that's our first winner of two tickets to go see the AFC Championship game. So hopefully that young man is going to have a wonderful weekend now that he's going to Arrowhead Stadium. We'll take a break back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you for watching us on 38 The Spot. There's a picture of our first winner of the tickets. We have...
Looks like Little Mahone.
Nine more... Pairs of tickets to give away, and the Border Patrol will give away tickets all day long, courtesy of Sports Radio 810 and Tickets for Less. Timmy says we're going to talk football after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.